fun music is here. Tell a friend about 1057 CFW.
1057.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service, the third Sunday in Advent. Also, today we have the privilege of hearing our children's program that will follow immediately after our divine service. And divine service setting four is what we'll be following. That's on page 203 of the hymnal. The opening hymn, 332, Savior of the Nations Come. Hymn of the day, 345, Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding. Distribution hymns, 354, Arise, O Christian People, 636, Soul, Adorn Yourself with Gladness, 398, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. Our closing hymn, 338, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. We'll have a potluck brunch after the children's service. You're all welcome, whether you brought something or not. And also this afternoon, 2:30, youth, and I'm not going to check ages, so youth is any age, Christmas caroling. We're going to hit three different senior living communities in the area with some of the other congregations. So we'll depart here at 2:30. That's departure time for a carpool. And we have our final Advent supper and service this coming Wednesday, final midweek service. I think that's all the announcements. Again, welcome. Let's begin with our opening hymn, 332, Savior of the Nations, Come.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins as a called and ordained servant of Christ. And by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the introit, which is in your insert. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings. Testament reading for this third Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah, the 61st chapter. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, and they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. This is the word of the Lord. From our insert, we sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless as the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I'm the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you're neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, Even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord. We continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The third Sunday in Advent has a theme of joy. The pink candle represents joy. And this time of year, as we anticipate Christmas, there's a lot of opportunities to experience some joy with Christmas music and decorations and special food and gifts and visiting and hearing from friends and family. And in a little while, we're going to hear the voices of our younger members, this opportunity for us to experience some joy as they sing and tell us about the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. A joy can also be evasive, I'd say, especially at this time of year, because it is a stressful time of year. The cards and gifts and holiday activities and events and cramming a lot of things in with a lot of expectations. And we want to live up to expectations of others and want to recapture maybe some joyful feelings from our past Christmases. And yet it's never the same. Circumstances change, people change, loved ones that we have enjoyed being with in the past are not always with us anymore. So it's certainly an emotional time, but not always joyful. Sometimes the joy feels shallow and fleeting. But there is a deeper joy that we experience, and that's the joy that comes from Jesus Christ proclaiming and working out our salvation. And so we gather here at church to hear again God's promises for you. Promises for you, and we are his children, and these promises are recorded in Scripture, fulfilled in Christ. So we hear of the steadfast love of God in Christ throughout all generations. We hear God's word for us. God's word is, it's often contrary to what we hear elsewhere in the world. When our culture says, you must give, you must do, God says, receive what I have given for you, what I have done for you. People say, you must do this and you must be there. God says, I've done it. I'm here for you. When we feel guilt for not living up to the expectations of others, our God says, I am the Lord, your God. You shall have no other gods. You are to fear, love, and trust in me more than these other people and things. We're convicted. We realize that we've done just that, made these other things, these other people in our lives more important than our Lord. We've been so concerned with pleasing other people and attending to the expectations in our lives that we've neglected and even avoided the one true God, our Lord. We've made these people and things our gods, little g, idolaters. Okay, now we really feel guilty. And yet God, our merciful Father, He doesn't come to us to leave us in our sin, in our guilt. He comes to us through his word to confront us in our sin and to get to the heart of the matter. And in his very presence, knowing his love and trusting his mercy, we say, Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. And you hear him respond through me, your pastor, called and ordained servant of Christ. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. It's as if Jesus Christ himself says, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your sins are forgiven in your hearing. Jesus, through his obedient life, his suffering, his death on the cross, and his resurrection from the grave, he said, fulfilled the expectations of God on your behalf. And for Jesus' sake, he forgives your sins. Guilt and doubt are removed. Bondage to sin and the devil, removed. Bondage to the expectations of this world and of yourself, they're removed. You're not bound to or obligated to any other gods. You belong to the one true God. You belong to Jesus Christ. In Christ, you are free to live the life that God created you for, a life of joyful service to him and to your neighbor. Because of our sinful inclinations and the forces of evil, the pressures of the culture, the world we live in, we need to hear God's word often. Our need to hear God's word, well, it's not new. God has been speaking to his beloved people since he created them. He's been speaking words of comfort and hope ever since they fell into sin. Without God's words, we live in fear, in brokenness, enslavement to sin, we're stuck in grief. But this is not how God wants you, his children, to live. Isaiah recorded God's word for his people. This was 600 years before Jesus was born. God's people of Judah, they had severely lost their joy when they were exiled to Babylon. Their homes, the temple were destroyed. They had friends and family who were killed. It was their own fault. They had been attached to so many things other than the one true God. They had put other things in people and expectations before God. And he is the only one in whom there is true joy. But the people of Judah were promised joy again. God would return them to their land. They would again be priestly people. Judah's joy would come through the bringer of good news, heard speaking at the beginning of Isaiah, in our text today. Isaiah 61 is a prediction of Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. The Spirit was seen on him at his baptism in the Jordan River. Jesus claimed to be the fulfillment of Isaiah 61 when he read this section of scriptures in the synagogue in Nazareth. He brings true joy. Joy at Christmas and always. This joy comes when good news is heard, as the scriptures are heard, read, pondered in your daily life. Your brokenness is bandaged. Your greatest pain caused by your sin is covered with the balm of Jesus' blood. Captivity, it turns to freedom. Christ's Spirit liberates you to live as God wants you to live. God's favor is assured all your baptized life. You have God's loving acceptance by Christ's righteousness in your stead. Evil and death are conquered. God's won the victory over the world's greatest problems. You have no need to worry or fear those. Christ's joy means his beautiful grace covering repented sin. He took these upon himself, the terrible grief of your eternal condemnation. Actually, this actual happiness instead of the sadness of this death-filled world, the same Spirit that's upon him gives you the fruit of love, joy, peace, and more. Stability and growth from God, your joy is, well, it's no longer dependent on earthly things or people or yourself. The word offspring in verse 9 would be more literally translated seed. This word is used as a reference to Christ, both in the Old and New Testaments. Christ is sown in you, sown as a seer sows seeds, sown in you, in your joyful family, and in your Christian relationships. Other people see him in you as the source of your joy. Your life is one big celebration of joy, like a wedding. At a wedding, love and unity is the cause of the celebration, and we, the church, are loved by and united with Christ. And in him, we're righteous. We're at peace with God. So we praise him. We share joy. We share the joy we have in him with the people around us, our family, our friends, and others, and not just at Christmas, but every day. And good feelings based on earthly things, they don't last. In fact, sinful and selfish pursuits often associated with these things in people and events, they can even ruin godly joy. At Christmas, and always, we hear and treasure up a voice producing true joy. The saving word of Jesus. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. for the church preparing to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that remembering John, the forerunner's preaching of the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, we too may die to sin and rise to new life. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church, that the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world would richly and daily forgive our sins and the sins of all believers. And for Matthew, our synod president, Duane, our district president, Jeff, our circuit visitor, and all pastors in Christ, that they would remain faithful to not deny but confess him. Let us pray to the Lord. For the children of our families, that every darkness would be lighted by Christ's gracious visitation, and that God would preserve them from dangers to body and soul, guide them by his word in wise paths, and keep them firm in the faith until life's end. Let us pray to the Lord. For all in authority, that they would be given wisdom and insight until the day when Christ comes again in glory to usher in his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For those afflicted with pain, sickness, trials, and difficulties, especially Mary Jo, Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Joanna, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Joyce, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Lynn, and Jim, that they may be granted health and the certainty that our bodies will be incorruptible and immortal when Christ returns to make all things new. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church, as she eagerly awaits the return of her bridegroom, that we would not grow weary, but be strengthened through the word and sacraments to ever hold fast to Christ's promise of salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of our dear Son, of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And a blessing for you, and especially those listening on the radio, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the holy saints be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of heaven and earth, full of glory, shall the glory of your name, sing hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your boundless mercy, you sent your servant, John the Baptist, to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood, given us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. And drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for the closing hymn.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Advent and Christmas are celebrated in many different ways around the world, often without a thought of the one who came, born of a virgin, to save us from our sins. Today, our Sunday school and catechism students will remind us who this Jesus is, whose birth we celebrate. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God.
The angel said to the shepherd, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
When Jesus was baptized, a voice from heaven said,
"This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say?"
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.